One of the fundamental principles of the let them theory is that people's behavior tells you exactly where you stand in their life. You need to understand, this is very black and white. You are either a priority or you are not. There is no middle ground. Let them show you who they are. If you're busy chasing someone, you will never allow yourself to see the reality that someone else doesn't like you the way you want them to. If somebody is sending you mixed signals, it means they are not interested. Mixed signals aren't mixed at all. They send a very clear message that you are not a priority. You're a convenience. For example, if they are texting you nonstop, but they never suggest a plan to get together, they are not interested in anything real. Let them text nonstop. They aren't the problem. You are. You are not valuing your time enough to realize that this is going nowhere. You need the second part of the let them theory. Let me. Let me wake up and be honest with myself. The more I chase this person, the more time I spend texting this person, and the more I live in my head creating a fantasy that they are eventually going to come around and see that we are meant for each other, the less likely I am going to meet a person who wants a real relationship. Let me respect myself enough to admit that this is going nowhere. When someone is stringing you along, let them. You always have the power to cut the cord. You are an active participant in the stringing along because you're allowing them to do it. And if you were in a positive, loving relationship right now, you'd roll your eyes if they texted you for a hookup. So admit your part in your own demise right now and take your power back. Let me remind myself that I don't want to be dating someone who is not choosing me back. One of the most important signs of a healthy relationship is that it is mutual. Mutual effort, mutual respect, mutual feelings, mutual attraction, mutual interest. If you're making excuses for someone else's behavior, stop. Let them reveal who they truly are. The biggest thing that makes dating confusing is your refusal to see the fact that they don't care about you the way you wish they would. We've all been there. It's painful when you are interested in someone and those feelings are not returned. But you can't control who another person chooses to love. Do not spend your time trying to shrink yourself into a tiny little box, or become someone new, or change who you are just to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't love you back. Don't do it. Don't do it.